Turkey's leader is accusing Washington and its allies of supporting terrorist groups in Syria. RT's Caleb Mopan has been following US-Turkey relations after President Erdogan made these allegations while speaking to reporters in Ankara on Tuesday.
At the beginning, the coalition said they were going to fight ISIL. They even accused us of supporting ISIL. Now they have all disappeared. On the contrary, they are supporting terrorists, the YPG, the PYD, including ISIL. It's very clear. We have evidence with photos and video.
The State Department has commented on the statements from Erdogan, and that their comments seem to be a little bit contrary to what was actually said by the Turkish head of state.
I mean, it's ludicrous, to be honest. You know what we're doing in terms of the coalition. And in fact, we're working constructively with Turkey, you know, to lead those efforts. Turkey's a NATO ally, a strong partner in the anti-Daesh coalition.
Despite the fact that U.S. leaders say that these allegations are ludicrous, they maintain that Turkey and the United States still have a very good relationship and that they're still working together in alliance in the region. Now, these are not the first rather hostile words that have come from Turkey over the last few days. In the last couple days, we've heard allegations that the United States is not supporting Turkey in Jarablus and other areas in their operations against terrorism. Furthermore, this is actually not the first time that Erdogan has accused U.S. leaders of supporting terrorism.
Hey, America.
Oh, America, I told you many times, you either side with us or terrorist organizations. You didn't have a good grasp on them, and that's why the region has turned into a sea of blood.
Now, on those previous occasions, Erdogan was referring to Kurdish forces that he considers to be terrorists. Now, on this occasion, he did name ISIL as being supported by the United States as well. Despite harsh words from Turkey, U.S. officials just continue their mantra that Turkey is an ally in the region.
The United States, as a friend and partner of Turkey.
Turkey's been a strong ally for decades.
We believe Turkey's a genuine partner in destroying ISIL.
Now, it's important to place these recent comments in their proper context. Just recently, there was a meeting in Russia between the foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran. They met, their foreign ministers met, and there's speculation of a kind of new coalition possibly being formed regarding Syria, and that the United States was not present at this meeting, at this high-level meeting regarding the situation in Syria, specifically the city of Aleppo. So there's talk of the United States possibly being sidelined, of Turkey, Iran, and Russia coming together, maybe a new coalition being formed. Nothing is exactly clear yet. And it's really unclear exactly what the comments from Erdogan, what they will mean for the unity of the coalition against ISIL terrorism that currently exists.